This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 20th of September 2020. In News West this week we delve into amateur radio history with items out of the amateur radio magazines from 1935. That's 85 years ago, just to save you counting on your fingers. There's also long-awaited news that Solar Cycle 25 has officially commenced, and Ed gives us further news about the Portable Operations Challenge, as well as some hints and advice on how to go about working that contest. News West continues to bring you news and information about amateur radio, and we've done that since 1931. We're available on air, online, and on demand. You choose, you listen. The team this week is Jeff, Mike, and Roy, and I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer.
News West is produced by Amateur Radio News from a variety of resources. Opinions expressed in News West may not reflect the views of the news team or the broadcasters. News West is offered in the open spirit that is amateur radio.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
The NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, announced this week that analysis determines that we are now in solar cycle 25. Last week, the NOAA said that the solar minimum between solar cycles 24 and 25, the period when the sun was least active, happened in December 2019, when the 13-month smooth support sunspot number fell to 1.8, according to the Solar Cycle 25 Prediction Panel, co-chaired by NOAA and NASA. We are now in solar cycle 25 with peak sunspot activity expected in 2025, the panel said. Solar cycle 24 was average in length at 11 years and had the fourth smallest intensity since regular record keeping began with solar cycle 1 in 1755. It was also the weakest cycle in 100 years. Solar maximum occurred in April 2014, with sunspots peaking at 114 for the solar cycle, well below average, which is 179. Solar cycle 24's progression was unusual. The sun's northern hemisphere led the sunspot cycle, peaking over 2 years ahead of the southern hemisphere sunspot peak. This resulted in solar maximum having fewer sunspots than if the two hemispheres were in phase. Now, with solar cycle 25, for the past 8 months, activity on the sun has steadily increased, indicating we transitioned to solar cycle 25. Solar cycle 25 is forecast to be a fairly weak cycle, the same strength as cycle 24. Solar maximum is expected in July 2025, with a peak of 115 sunspots. How quickly solar activity rises is an indicator of how strong the solar cycle will be, said Doug Beisiker, the panel co-chair and a solar physicist at NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center. Although we've seen a steady increase in sunspot activity this year, it is slow. The panel has high confidence that solar cycle 25 will break the trend of weakening solar activity seen over the past 4 cycles. We predict a decline in solar cycle amplitude seen from cycles 21 through 24 has come to an end, said Lisa Upton, panel co-chair and solar physicist with Space Systems Research Corp. There is no indication we are approaching a Maunder-type minimum in solar activity. While we are not predicting a particularly active solar cycle 25, violent eruptions from the sun can occur at any time, she said. Solar cycle prediction gives a rough idea of the frequency of space weather storms of all types, from radio blackouts to geomagnetic storms and solar radiation storms. It's used by many industries to gauge the potential impact of space weather in the coming years.
From AR Magazine, August 1935. The West Australian Division by VK6LJ. Activity in this district has increased, and a good turn-up was experienced at the annual general meeting held in June. There was so much business that the meeting had to be adjourned for another week. A field day was held in Kings Park on the 14th of July, and considering the cruel weather, quite a good herd gathered in our city. Owing to the secretary taking the required maps in case he got lost in the park, the start was somewhat delayed. The July country participant 6FT was successful in winning and has the first prize, a grand silver cup donated by the president and presented by our patron, Mr. Heyman. VK6GM won 5 bobs worth of gear, as if he hasn't got enough as it is. He came second. VK6MW won a 50 tin of fag, so Bill has started to smoke now. VK6LJ tried to knock down a tree whilst backing out in the rain. 6MW was jealous of 6GM and attempted to tear George's wig off. I mean, his car's wig. 6BB and 6BN arrived with a car full of gear and a frame aerial which was built for Noah. 6BB got on all right, but 6BN's batteries ran down. 6KO came along, but couldn't participate, so he had to dig up 6CX for the maps. 6CX was the fixed station in the park, and the mobile station was 6CB. The idea was to plot the position of the fixed and mobile stations at various times of transmissions. The social outing was to be held at Glen Forest, but was postponed on account of the wonderful weather of VK6 winters. Another field day has been arranged by the social committee on the suggestions of VK6SA to take place on the 18th of August on the 3.5 band. The stations participating are to be entirely mobile and are to be equipped with the receiver and transmitter. They are to be independent of power supply mains and must be operated at least 1 mile away from the fixed QRA. The aerial and transmitter must be installed on the day of the test and not before. This obviates anyone getting any advantage over another by not having to get gear going on the day of the test. Each party is free to go where it pleases as regards to locality. It is intended to conduct a phone test from a moving vehicle on 3.5 megacycles in the near future for the purpose of publicity. The idea is to cruise around the metropolitan area, describing the routes taken and places visited, etc., and a prize is to be given for the best reception report. If this proves successful, another test will be run off on 7 megacycles for comparison.
Online, on air, and on demand, this is News West, the VK6 amateur radio news broadcast. You can hear us on a multitude of frequencies around the state and indeed around the country. Our website is vk6.net, and this is VK6 ARN. That's VK6 Amateur Radio News. This history item is from the Meriden Mercury and Central Districts Index, Thursday the 15th of August 1935, and the heading says, Radio Tips. Set owners often find themselves inconvenienced by trifling aerial mishaps. In the Australian Journal for August, Spark Gap gives the following hints which amateur radio mechanics should find helpful. Emergency insulators may be made from many household articles. A stout rubber band makes a useful insulator, whilst a section cut from an ebonite tube answers the same purpose. Or a rubber doorstop furnishes an insulator of the reel type, the aerial wire being led through the central hole, while the halyard cord runs around a groove cut in the circumferences. An old rubber heel can also be utilised, with cord and wire being threaded through the holes at opposite ends. If it's necessary to splice two or more pieces of wire for the aerial, the joints should be scraped clean, twisted together, and then wrapped around with tin foil. A final coating of adhesive tape will complete the job. The electrical connection between the lengths of wire will be perfect. Well, that's what the article says. It's all a bit Heath Robinson, but I dare say it worked in the day. And it may still work these days, but we have better things available to us.
I know this is the history edition of News West, but what if we had no new events for future history? So I'm here to remind you about an upcoming change in radio contesting that may be seen as history-making in the future. The Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge takes place on October 3rd and 4th with the aim of levelling the playing field to allow little guns to compete with the superstations. Nothing would make me happier than to see a Western Australian station win the event, and as contact distance and low power are key to racking up the high score, a quiet location in the Aussie outback would be ideal for competing in this challenge. For full rules and my user guide with a few more tips to help you do well in the challenge, go to foxmikehotel.com/challenge. Now I suppose we'll have to play that awful jingle.
From the Swan Express, Midland Junction, Thursday, 5th of September, 1935, comes the story by Frank R. Greaves under the heading, Unguilded Silence. "Speak, curse you," hissed the man with a tousled hair and angry face. He snatched up a hammer and raised it threateningly over the beautiful thing which stood before him. "For 2 pins," he snarled, "I'd smash you, break you, as one day you will break my nerves, you sulky, hateful thing. You either shout and screech at me or say nothing. Speak, speak, curse you. Even your screeching is better than your silence. Speak or I'll disable you." He stretched out a trembling hand, clutched, twisted viciously, and was rewarded with a short, loud, anguished wail. Then silence again. "What do you want?" he snarled in a frenzy of rage. "What can I give you that you have not already got? I bought you everything, beggared myself for you, gone without food, that you might have everything you need," he choked with righteous wrath, and then went on. "I've denied you nothing. You have the best of everything. Valves, coils, condensers, speaker and everything. Everything!" With a deep sigh and cursingly softly, the amateur radio constructor went miserably to bed.
Last Monday, a bunch of amateurs rocked up to the Royal Freshwater Bay Yacht Club and joined the crowd at the memorial service for Don VK6DN, Silent Key. It became clear that Don was a friend to many, liked, respected, loved. We heard stories from family, ex-work colleagues, friends, and Peter VK6FUN delivered an amusing but touching account of his interactions with Don since he first met him in a car wreck on the Nullarbor in 1977. All over, it was a fitting celebration of Don's life. There will be a private burial for Don at some time in the near future. Now, recently, edition 3 of the Amateur Radio magazine was released, albeit with a whoops typo on the front cover. It appears that we weren't allowed to have a sly grin at the mistake. After I posted an image of the front page on the WA Hams email list, I received an email from a WIA director, rebuking me, suggesting that I should get in there and help. Yeah, right. On top of spending more time compiling a weekly amateur radio news program than I actually do spend on air. A well-known VK3 amateur copped a similar rebuke accompanied by abuse from the self-appointed WIA vigilantes after posting the same image and remark on a Facebook group that he runs. You know, people should lighten up. Typos are often giggled at in many walks of life, as they can be quite entertaining. However, it seems we must remain silent and pretend nothing happened if our own Wireless Institute makes a foo-foo. Now, a few minutes ago you heard Ed talking about the Portable Ops Challenge, the new contest that encourages and rewards portable and low-power operation. I note, however, that it's on the same weekend as the Oceania DX contest. This bothered me a bit, but after thinking about it, I came to the conclusion that the people who enter these mainstream international contests may not be interested in this one. On the other hand, the Portable Ops Challenge is exactly the right contest for those who are thinking of dipping their toes into the contesting pool, or just simply trying out their portable gear. Remembering that in this contest, it's a disadvantage to use a mega station with huge antennas and big glowing amplifiers, you know what I mean. As an added bonus, The portable operations challenge is slap bang in the middle of the school holidays here in Western Australia. How good is that? You can take the family and your radio gear camping and have a go. And you only operate for a single 8-hour block or part thereof. It sounds doable to me. Read all about it at foxmichotel.com. That's not phonetics. It's the full words, all joined together, no spaces, foxmichotel.com. There you go. Have a look. Have a go.
In our round of themes for News West, next week we explore the world of new amateurs. What was your experience of being a new amateur? Whether your introduction to amateur radio was last week, last decade, or even last century, how about telling us your story? Hearing about your entry into the hobby will prove useful, or at the very least interesting to newcomers. We've had a few people share their experience with us now, so how about you? The usual deal applies. Make your own recording if you can, and send it and or a script to newswest@vke6.net. If recording isn't possible, send us your text, or more excitingly, email us and arrange for one of us to get in touch with you for a chat on apps like Skype or Zoom, and we can record an interview with you. And I guarantee that all of your ums, ahs, and verbal stumbles will be edited out. We can do that because we edit all of our own stuff every week. The email address again is newswest@vke6.net.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West. This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Now, this history item is from the Amateur Radio magazine in July 1935, and it's the VK6 Notes section. And interestingly, it says, Western Australian Notes by VK6CP, in brackets, received by radio. I can only assume that the notes were dictated on air and written down by somebody in Victoria, because they were the people who did the magazine at the time. Anyway, the notes say, a shack meeting was held at VK6LJ's on May the 30th, and it was very pleasing to note that some of the older hams have returned and promised to take a further interest. Considering the weather conditions, a fair roll-up attended. Last but not least, our honoured guest, VK3 Mike Lima, and his escort and bodyguard, VK6MN, arrived, and after a general introduction, VK6LJ called upon the president, VK6BN, to spout a few words of welcome, to which VK3ML replied. Whilst on his feet, Bob expounded some dope on this magazine and also the working of the VK3 division. This was followed by a general discussion among the lads present, and several copies of amateur radio were handled and earmarked by Spite, etc. Oh, wonder what that means. I might mention that those said copies belong to VK6LJ himself and are treasured and coveted by him, and Spite is usually against the rules of book handling. During the course of events, a cine show was put on by VK6JJ. The films included one of the group on a field day and social gathering at Penguin Island. Those who could not row had the laugh over some of the gang in the persons of 6LJ, 6RL, 6CX and 6LY when the film showed them struggling in vain to strike the water with the oars. You will notice that I said struggling in vain. The other item of interest was the supper, which was brought along by the gang in the form of a pound night and duly delivered during the theatrical display. Concluding the eats and the running of Mickey Mouse on a celluloid strip, the group gradually dispersed after wishing the visitor a pleasant trip back. Those present included 3ML, 6BN, 6WS, 6KO, 6CB, 6BB, 6MN, 6JG, 6LY, 6JJ, 6JS, 6KM, 6FH, 6WO, 6WR, 6LJ, and Mr. Wignall. And that's the end of the item, and it might be pretty safe to assume that none of those people will be listening to the news today. And I'm still alarmed at what spiteful handling meant. Well, goodness. Okay, leave it to our imagination, I guess.
From the Great Southern Herald, Katanning, Western Australia, Wednesday the 1st of May, 1935, with the heading Katanning Radio Club. The Katanning Club must have been quite active around that period because their meeting notices appeared regularly in local newspapers. Anyway, here's the item. The secretary of the Katanning Amateur Radio Club wishes to notify all members and intending members that club meetings will commence on Monday evening next, May 6th at 8 o'clock. A welcome will be accorded all persons who are interested in radio and to further their knowledge on this subject. Lectures and talks will be given by various members. The club's transmitter, which operates as VK6 Kilo Charlie, has been in constant use during the summer months, and reports indicate that good reception has been experienced from all directions. Radio fans are urged to attend in full force and make the opening night a success.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Good morning, boys and girls, fellow amateurs and shortwave listeners. Here we are again with this week's helpline, the Amateur Radio Helpline for the 20th September 2020. I apologise for not being here last week. I was missing in action due to other pressing engagements. My apologies for my tardiness. Firstly, this week I would like to wish to acknowledge Don, VK6 Delta November, who passed away last week after a 40-year battle with paraplegia. I knew Don for many years in a personal, amateur and business way. Don was my inspiration for keeping going following a stroke and I realised in a very small dose that what Don was experiencing, he was my inspiration. Very great to have known such a gentleman. Valet Don. Cheers, mate. Next, we have for sale from Mal, VK6 Lima Charlie, a low-band DX antenna farm equipment final sale. All items viewed qrz.com. Item 1, we have a 15-amp, 240-volt AC portable generator power instrument distribution controller. This is not the generator, just the distribution controller. It has 7 10-amp GPO outlets, 260-volt rated, over voltage trip, in excellent working order. $150 for that unit. Item 2, we have an 80-meter two-phase vertical array operating bandwidth 500 kilohertz, up to 2 kilowatts power input, rated 3.795 megahertz, and has 96 radials, including aluminium base plate. Gain of 3 dB over a single vertical, or working order, installation drawing provided. $900, make an offer for a single element or controller. Item number 3 is 80 meter beverage receiving antenna, 9-to-1 ratio, 1 kilowatt ballon, and 450 to 500 ohm switchable terminations, asking $100 for that one. Item 4 is a 40 meter 4 square vertical array, operating bandwidth 500 kHz, 2 kilowatt input, and all working order. Installation drawing provided $700, make an offer for a single element or controller. Item 5 is a 20 meter 4 square vertical array, operating bandwidth 300 kHz. And 2 kilowatt input, that is a gain of 4 dB over a single vertical array. In working order, all installation notes and drawings provided, $600, all make an offer. Item 6 is a rotary dipole for 30 or 40 metres, quarter wavelength aluminium. Once again, all drawings provided, $200. Item 7 is miscellaneous ATN Alpha Tango November antenna, log periodic antenna, 4 element, 20 metres, suitable for parts and bits and pieces, $100. And if you're interested in any of that lot, please contact Mal. That's VK6 Lima Charlie. His telephone mobile number is 0474107881. 0474106881, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily only. And email vk6limacharlie@optusnet.com.au. VK6 Lima Charlie, Optusnet at optusnet.com.au. That's about enough from me this morning. This is VK6 X-Ray Victor. Thanks for your indulgence and patience. I'll get on with it and leave you now. And cheers to everyone. And this is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, 73, until we meet again.
Thanks for joining us this week on News West. Thanks to the studio team, behind the scenes supporters, casual contributors, the broadcasters and the callback collectors. And of course, thanks to you, the listeners. We'd look a bit silly without you, wouldn't we? I'm really pleased that our HF relays are reaching listeners in country areas with regular callbacks from Geraldton, Kalgoorlie, Esperance and points between, and even interstate stations. And the 20-metre relay on Sunday mornings has regular listeners from outside of Western Australia, mostly on the East Coast. In next week's News West, it's the new Amateurs edition, and there'll be some interesting items along that line. Now that the sun's waking up, get a bit creative about when you turn on your radio. One day last week I was monitoring 20 metres for slow scan TV and went into the shack to shut it down just after 11 p.m. and there was all this European traffic going on. That's it. Tune in next week. Now please hang around for the callbacks, and after that, you know what to do. Get on air and make some noise.